Today is Thursday, April 8th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I got a message on Twitter that I need to be more patient because herbicides take time, apparently. So, I need to be more patient and let that stuff go. So it is, it's Thursday and I have absolutely nothing to talk about. Nothing has happened. I did have the appraiser guy come over. Appraiser? No, the handyman from my stepdad's company. So, it's funny because I think I keep coming up with projects that are not really on the list of projects because we know we want to increase the size of our patio outside. We know we need some more furniture. We know we need curtains. We know we need landscaping. We know we need all these things. And yet I'm having someone come over to an estimate to lay floor in my attic that no one will ever see. But the thing is, we cannot decide on a design, even for the patio. Like, is it going to be square? Is it going to be rectangle? Is it going to be circular? Is it going to have a swoop in it or, you know, whatever? What are the exact dimensions going to be? All of that kind of stuff. And that's why I wanted someone to design it. For us to just say, okay, here's what we want. Here's what we like. We want a hot tub. We need some flowers. We need it to be pretty low maintenance, but we want it to look good. We want it to go with what our house looks like, and we want all this stuff. But can't find anyone to do the design. Even the website we went on this is going to solve everything. They're going to do a design for us. Everything's going to be fine. And no, they don't work in Arkansas. So it is what it is. So this week has been really busy with work, as per usual, and I'm ready for a vacation. And Scotty said on Twitter, he said, damn it, having booked 8 days holiday in June and 6 days in July and 5 days in October, I then only have 31 days left. Oh my God, what am I going to do? And it's funny because Baron Frosty was just saying to me the other day, also on Twitter, he's like, do you ever work? Or, you know, I don't remember exactly what the comment was, but he said something along the lines of, you know, it seems like you're always vacationing. When do you ever work? And Kathy Bacon on Twitter said she used 1 day and a couple of hours this year so far. She has 24.75 days left. And that's so I guess the government, because I believe she works for the government, I guess they don't give you as many days off. And Lamont Cranston chimed in and said, that's why everything is so expensive in Australia, to pay employees vacation time. He said he has family in Perth who comes to the U.S. for 6-week-long vacation extravaganzas. So I will update you guys on this. We are officially going to the U.S. Virgin Islands because I figure, look, we have waited an entire year, to do anything. Well, okay, forget about the ski trip, other than the ski trip. Although the ski trip was roughly at a year, so, you know, I still say we could have called it a year. Because the ski trip was beginning of March, so that was right around the time that we started quarantining last year, was in March. So we really did wait a year. But anyway, so we waited a year, but we haven't done any extravagant, like, tropical vacation or whatever. So we are definitely going. And we went ahead and booked our flights, and we also booked our hotels. And booking of the hotels was a very traumatic thing, because we like to stay in nice hotels. We like to stay in nice hotels. We just do. Mark says it's me, but he also likes a nice hotel. When I met him, if we stayed anywhere where they didn't have slippers and a bathrobe, he thought we were camping or something. He would always comment, oh my God, no slippers, no bathrobe. I'm like, who uses a slipper and a bathrobe at a hotel? Who does that? Apparently he does. So anyway, but then, you know, now he always blames it on me. He says, oh my God, you want such expensive hotels. Well, so we were looking around and it's a small island and there's, you know, a limited number of accommodations that I was happy with. And we went, you know, I Googled, you know, nicest resorts in St. Thomas because that's where we're going. And we got several lists and then we're going the weekend of the 4th of July, which is apparently hurricane season, but also apparently a very busy time for them because a lot of the hotels were booked already. I guess everyone wants to go to the Caribbean for the 4th of July, but it's funny because, again, I don't know if hurricanes... It's early in the season because hurricane season starts in June. And so I'm hoping maybe there will be no hurricanes in July. But I don't know. Maybe there will be because it seems to me that the really bad hurricanes that went through there probably went through in June. So we could have a vacation planned. A hurricane could go through in June and wipe our hotel out. Who knows? But anyway... So we did, but what we did, because I really wanted to stay at the Ritz-Carlton. I'm just going to say it right now. I wanted to stay at the Ritz-Carlton. It's the only 5-star resort on St. Thomas. So there's not a lot of options if you want a 5-star resort. But the Ritz-Carlton is very expensive. Very expensive. And... we didn't feel comfortable spending that much money. We're going to be gone from Friday to Thursday. So we're going to be there 6 nights. And it was just going to be way more than we wanted to spend to stay at the Ritz-Carlton the entire time. And the Ritz-Carlton is on the beach. So we found this other place that is not on the beach. It's kind of up on the hillside and they have balconies in all the rooms. And you have a really nice view of the ocean and the town and all that kind of stuff. But you can't just walk out of your room and go to the beach. You have to, I don't know if you have to drive, but it's not right next to the beach. But it's a lot cheaper. And it's like a 3.5-star. So we decided Friday through Monday, we're going to stay at the 3.5-star with the lovely views of, you know, of the town and the ocean and everything like that, even though it's not right on the beach, it's okay. And then on Monday, we're going to move to the Ritz-Carlton and just stay there 3 nights. And it's still more than we wanted to spend really on a hotel, but it's completely refundable all the way until June 30th. So we're still thinking about it. So I don't know. I mean, we could change our mind and decide to go with the less expensive one for the entire 6 nights, or, I mean, who knows? We have plenty of time. The only thing that might be a problem, though, is that they're going to be, the closer we get to that weekend, there are going to be limited options. So if, you know, if in June we're like, oh my God, we're not going to spend that much. The patio is going to go in and we're going to spend way too much on the patio and we cannot afford the Ritz-Carlton. Then, you know, we have to be able to find accommodations so we're not sleeping in a tent on the beach or something. Because I don't do well with the animals. But anyway, you know, like, who knows, a deer might come up to our tent or something like that. So anyway, that's what we've been doing. We've been planning that. And I've had a lot of work stuff that's gone into the evening because we're doing, again, it seems like my whole job is planning, but I do have a mentor session with a new mentor tomorrow. And so I'm going to she's going to think that I mistook her for a psychologist or a psychiatrist. I'm going to lay on the couch. I'm going to tell her all my problems. Be like, can you solve my problems for me? But who knows? So the guy who came over to do the estimate, he didn't give me any numbers. But I ran into this dilemma. I was like, I was looking out the window. I was like, is he going to wear a mask? Is he not going to wear a mask? Because we don't have a mask mandate anymore in Arkansas. Surprise, surprise. And I had my mask in my hand. So I made the decision. He didn't put on his mask when I came to the door, but he did have a mask in his hand. So it's almost like he and I were both struggling with the same thing. Like, okay, I'm going to hold my mask in my hand, but I'm going to wait for the other person to put their mask on to decide if I'm going to wear a mask. And so I thought, you know what the heck, I'm going to put my mask on. So I put my mask on, he put his on, everything was fine. We went up to the attic and he poked around and gave me some ideas. And he said, well, if you're going to want to make this a room at some point, we should put down tongue and groove flooring instead of just regular plywood. So anyway, they're going to work up an estimate with a couple of different options and email me some numbers. So we'll see. My stepdad never gives me a discount, so it'll be fine. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.